abject failure, documents relating to Harris's role in border crisis demanded by House Committee. By Simon Kent on August 7, 2024. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee began a probe Tuesday into Vice President Harris's efforts, or lack thereof, in dealing with the crisis at the porous southern border, demanding Customs and Border Protection, CBP, release any internal communications with her office on illegal immigration. The move was revealed in a letter whereby Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, outlined his demand to Acting CBP Commissioner Troy Miller, stating the human cost of unrelenting illegal immigration can no longer be tolerated. The mass illegal migration under the Biden-Harris administration has contributed to murders, sexual assaults, and serious bodily injuries committed against numerous Americans at the hands of illegal aliens. The committee requests documents and communications to understand Vice President Harris's role in the worst border crisis in American history. The letter to Miller called Harris' record abysmal and noted prior comments suggesting immigration enforcement should be reworked, and her history of calling for a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants while doing little, if anything, to address it. The committee seeks to understand whether Vice President Harris has done anything to address the worst border crisis in American history, the missive states. Read the letter in full below. The committee makes clear it is seeking all documents and communications between U.S. Customs and Border Protection and the Executive Office of the Vice President related to the Southwest border or illegal immigration. The move comes after the House passed a resolution last month introduced by Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, that condemned Harris's failure as what they referred to as border czar, with support from all Republicans and six Democrats. Comer's letter is the latest effort by GOP lawmakers on illegal immigration, coming a day after House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, RO, released his own report reviewing how the Biden-Harris administration has handled migrants on the terror watch list, The Hill notes. In March 2021, Biden tasked Harris with a wide range of duties, prompting many media outlets, including CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and ABC, to describe her as a border czar. This month, when that moniker appeared to diminish Harris's chances in the 2024 presidential race, those same outlets announced border czar was never her title, as Neil Monroe of Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.